I don't know where they...
Yeah,
originate from.
And, let's see. And your wife, is she born in Florida too?
Yeah, she was born over in Hardy County. And, close to Wachula.
About how far is that?
It's about, oh, I'd say 60 miles from here to Wachula.
How long's your wife been
in here? Well, she was born just a, and they come here. I think she said she was 3 years old when they moved back.
So she lived here almost all her life too.
Yeah, practically all her life.
And she's how old?
Well, I said yes, that she was 71, but she informed me she was 69. That's what I wish you were.
I think with women, they always look younger than
the fish.
Oh, did she go to school here?
Yeah. She went to school here in up to the 8th grade, and then she finished, went to school in Okeechobee too. She got sick and had to have a appendix removed. She was in 12th grade. And, but she didn't finish it.
What about you? Did you go to school here and everything?
Yeah, right here in Bassett only. I got made the... Well, it's gotten it got to the 9th grade about part way, I guess. Quit.
Here all your life. You and your wife belong to any kind of organizations or anything around here, churches, things like that?
Well, we belong to a church. She belongs to the Brethren Church. And I belong to a Baptist. I mean a Methodist, I get them wrong. But always kind of confused me when my father was a Baptist, my mother a Methodist.
And not that much different, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. We've got
16,000. You tell me, I think yesterday about raising hogs and so forth. Can you tell me again about working all involved, something you do to slaughter them, and just everything, anything you think about?
Well, we just, mostly just raise these scrub hogs. We call them razorbacks.
Those kind of wild,
huh? Yeah, they were wild, but you could get them up and pin them up and they'd tame. You could get them tamed down. They just let them run loose and had the wood, the whole country to run in, you know. Well, several different people had hogs, bunches, and they kind of look after one another's hogs, mark the pigs. And in the wintertime, mostly, there'd be a mass, acorns, or cabbage berries, palmetto berries, and so forth, and they'd get fat. And then they'd market, put them on the market. And they made pretty good money.
About how long did they average
hog feed you so? Well, they got up market size, they'd weigh about 150 pounds. Average about that.
Did you was a market here or how did you?
No, they'd drive some to Fort Pierce, haul some, and then they'd haul some to Tampa occasionally.
About how far is it?
It's about 80 miles from here.
We were talking yesterday about those hogs. The male hog, what did you